There's some new people here. Yes? From the seminary? Who's from the seminary? Okay. I heard a lot about you. It was all good, too. So I also welcome you to the temple in our program. As Nityananda Prabhu mentioned, this is a very auspicious, special month. In honor of a very wonderful pastime that Krishna performed, in fact, the whole month, our devotee community, our centers and various gatherings of people, for the whole month, we honor this special pastime. So I'm happy to present this special pastime for your benefit, for you all to appreciate. It has to do with the nature of love that Krishna has for everyone, of course. There's a nice verse in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says that he's samoham sarva bhuteshu na me dvesho sti na priyaha. In Sanskrit it means he's equal in his affection towards everyone. He feels no dveshas, no aversion towards anyone, no partiality towards anyone. He's equal in his love for all, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. At the same time, it's very natural that those that have special affection for another, that special affection for another is reciprocated with special affection. Prabhupada would give this example sometimes. Supposing mother and father have many children, and they love all their children. But amongst all their children, one of them is especially affectionate to mother and especially affectionate to father. So how do mother and father interact with that especially affectionate child? They're especially affectionate. Doesn't mean they don't love their other children, but they have special affection for that child because of their affection and sense of dependence and loving service. Similarly, where does that nature come from? It comes from the Supreme, and the Supreme has this nature where those who show special affection for him, he reciprocates with that special affection. So I'm going to be using a few Sanskrit terms, especially for you visitors that are new. Don't worry about the terminology. Try to capture the essence that the terminology is conveying. According to our teachings, the ancient scriptures that teach about Krishna, they describe he has many, many, many wonderful qualities, and amongst those many, many, many wonderful qualities, the one we're going to be speaking about this evening is this quality I just mentioned. In Sanskrit, it's bhakta vatsala. Bhakta is one who is a devotee of the Lord. And vatsala indicates special affection. Special affection. Very special affection. So amongst those who have very special affection for Krishna are those that don't even recognize that he's God. This is one of many mysteries that the Bhagavatam presents. They have so much affection, their affection eclipses, it covers over their sense of his being God, and they just treat him as a friend, like equals. Intimate friendship that eclipses the majesty of God. Or in this case, as the image here shows, this is Nanda Maharaj The king of the cowherds and his wife, Mother Yashoda, Krishna appeared as a dependent child, where they feel he's dependent upon us. We're his mother and father. There's no birth, there's no motherhood or fatherhood, but it's a very intimate kind of loving dealing. And in the course of this narration, here's the conclusion. We'll get there. Mother Jasoda's love is so strong that Krishna likes that love of Mother Jasoda so much that he agrees to be subordinate to her love. He who is the supreme, independent, all-powerful source of everything becomes dependent upon and subordinate to the love of Mother Jasoda. So, as we say these days, she's awesome. And Krishna reciprocates with that, the love of Mother Jasoda, and subordinates himself to her. And that's one of the special features of this whole lila. It's so wonderful. We sing about it every day for a whole month, all over the world. So now here's the lila. And I'm going to be sharing a little bit of some of what our line of teachers and disciplic succession going back many, many hundreds and even in some cases thousands of years, what they have to say about this pastime. So we'll begin with one of our great commentators, acharyas, Jiva Goswami. He describes that this pastime of Krishna takes place on Diwali day. Again, our visitors don't know what Diwali is. Everybody that's regular here do. We just recently observed Diwali. It's an annual festival of lights, where lamps are offered to the Supreme Lord, Lord Ramachandra in this case, where he's returning after 14 years of being away from his place, his royal palace. And he comes at night, so they're offering lamps to him as he's returning. Festival of Lights in English. So Diwali. So it's an annual event that was taking place even at the time of Krishna. So this lila between Mother Jasoda and Krishna took place on Diwali day. And Mother Jasoda was considering, you know, there are these others, ladies in our community, they're saying that Krishna goes into their storeroom where they have butter and dairy products, and Krishna's in there to steal butter and yogurt and dairy products. I don't believe it. Don't these people know how many cows Krishna's father has? He has 900,000 cows. What to speak of the bulls? He's king of the cowherds. We have, our storeroom is so much butter and yogurt and dairy products. Why would Krishna go somewhere else? I don't believe it. But if Krishna goes somewhere else, if it's true, I don't believe it, but if it's true, then it must be that these ladies that are assisting in making the butter for Krishna, they don't really know how to do it properly. So Krishna is not satisfied, so he goes to another home to see if he can find butter that's better butter. So today is Diwali. I'll tell all these nice ladies that are assisting me, you know, it's Diwali. Why don't you go home and enjoy a nice Diwali festival with your families? You can have the day off. And they'll be very happy. And I'll make the butter. I'll do it myself. So they were very happy, got the day off, and went home and enjoyed a Diwali festival with their family. And that left Mother Jasoda to take care of the arrangement for making butter for Krishna. Now, Mother Jasoda she's not just filled with love for Krishna, she's filled with very, very, very amazing skills and talents and insights in how to serve Krishna with love. Because when you have love for someone, intelligence comes how to do nice things for that someone that you love so much. What to speak of if the object of your love is the Supreme Person. So, what Mother Jasoda did was, she, out of the 900,000 cows of Nanda Maharaj, her husband, she selected 100,000 of the best cows, one-ninth. And she knew which grass fed to which cows gave which flavored milk. She wasn't a slouch. She really knew her stuff. So she fed special grass to those 100,000 cows, and then did something that's kind of unusual. She had them milked. She took that assistance. And then the milk from those 100,000 cows, she then fed some of that milk along with grasses to another 1,000 cows. And of those 1,000 cows that were then milked, she fed the milk from those cows along with some grasses to a special 100 cows. Very, very special. And the milk from those 100 cows, she then fed to some very, very, very special cows. 10 of them. And she personally, along with the grasses and feeding that special, special milk, she milked those cows. And then she turned the milk of those 10 very, very, very special cows into yogurt. Because she also knew, like many people know, yogurt makes better butter than milk makes butter. You can make butter from both, but yogurt makes better. So she was churning yogurt, as you see in the picture here. And when she was churning the yogurt, in the bottom there's the butter pot, here's the stick that goes into the pot, down here in the pot there's some paddles, and the system was the vertical stick was tied on the other side so it could rotate, and then with two ropes, with one rope round around, she would move the rope back and forth and back and forth. The paddles would move slish slosh back and forth, and eventually yogurt would turn into butter. Butter would separate out. So as she was churning the butter, she was singing. And she was singing the glories of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna, the love that she feels for Krishna. And she was just spontaneous because she was on the platform of spontaneous love. So she didn't need like a rehearsed song, she just spontaneously composed songs. And on her wrist were bangles, metal bangles. So as she was moving her arms back and forth, it was making a clanging sound like kartals. Ching, 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 ching. And the paddle was making a sound like a mridanga. Boom, boom, ching, ching, boom, boom, ching, ching. And she was singing. She was like a one-man band. She didn't need a microphone. She didn't need a songbook. She didn't need any other musician. She was just singing her heart's content. The wonderful beauty of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, her love for Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna, 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 Krishna. Like that. She was on this platform of spontaneous love for Krishna. So while she was churning like this, remembering and singing about the childhood pastimes of Krishna, over by the side, Krishna was taking a nap. But then he woke up from the nap, and when he woke up from the nap, he came crawling, because he was in a form like a child, crawling before Mother Jasoda. And I'm going to make mention of this especially for those who are more experienced devotees. There's a teaching Those of you who are familiar with Nectar of Devotion, some of you have read it. In Nectar of Devotion, it describes, for those who wish to cultivate the kind of love that Mother Jasoda has for Krishna, there are stimulations for that ecstatic love by meditating upon features that you're going to hear in this pastime. The garments of Mother Jasoda, the ornaments of Mother Jasoda, the voice of Mother Jasoda, the flowers decorating the hair of Mother Jasoda, all these are, for such a devotee, the Sanskrit word is udipan, stimulations for ecstatic love. So in case you happen to be on the platform of Raghunuga Bhakti, and you hear, and your rasa happens to be Vatsalya rasa, then these will help stimulate your ecstatic love for Krishna following Mother Jasoda. And for the rest of you, we'll just carry on like this. Dressed in a saffron yellow sari with a belt tied around her full hips, Mother Jasoda pulled on the churning rope, laboring considerably, her bangles and earrings moving and vibrating as her whole body shook. So there's like this cameo picture of Mother Jasoda wishing to serve Krishna. There she is churning the butter pot. And Krishna comes. Again, nice. Because of her intense love for her child, her breasts were wet with milk. Her face, with its very beautiful eyebrows, was wet with perspiration. And malati flowers were falling from her hair. So nice image. And Krishna came and tugged on Mother Jasoda's sari. He didn't say anything, but Mother Jasoda knew what he wanted, because mothers somehow know what children want even they don't say anything. I'm not a mother, so I don't know what children mean when they do what they do. But Mother Jasoda knew. And he wanted her to feed him, to breastfeed him. So she smiled, and she continued with her churning. And then Krishna reached up and grabbed the rope. And he's all powerful. She couldn't move the rope, because Krishna just held the rope. And then she understood, yes, he wants to be breastfed. So this painting shows several parts of the Leela. Here's the message of Krishna holding the rope, preventing her from churning. So what did Mother Jasoda do? She put down the rope. And as mothers will do, she embraced her son. And as the painting shows, she placed Krishna on her lap with his legs straddling hers, and with her hands behind his back, she held Krishna in front of her, looking into his eyes, smiling. Now that's a very beautiful scene where a mother, the affection of a mother for her child. Very, very natural, all over the world, kind of natural affection. But imagine if that child is God. And imagine if the mother has pure devotion for God. What was that exchange like? We can only imagine. We can't imagine. And as she smiled, seeing this lovely face of Krishna, Krishna smiled back. And as Mother Jasoda saw Krishna smiling back, she smiled even more broadly. Her heart was just jubilating with transcendental happiness. Krishna, seeing that love of Mother Jasoda, his ecstasy also increased and expanded, and he demonstrated that. It was like this competition of ecstasy. But she then, with great love and affection, she began breastfeeding Krishna. So as the Leela proceeds, over to the side where she was doing her butter churning, there was also nearby a stove. And the stove was a place where she was boiling milk. Those of you from India, you know all about making milk sweets. and things from milk. Boiling the milk down, the water was evaporated, leaving it more condensed and gradually making milk sweets. That was her intent for serving Krishna. And out of the corner of her eye, she saw, as you can see from the painting, the milk started to boil over. So now, what's a pure devotee, Mother Jasoda, to do when on the one hand she is feeding Krishna because he wants to be fed, and the other hand there is milk that's boiling over? So she used her rational faculty, like we sometimes do, and she reasoned, if I let the milk boil over, the whole thing will be spoiled. Then it's for Krishna. And I could, if I set Krishna down, then I can save the milk and then come back and continue feeding Krishna. She, very reasonable decision. And so that's what she did. Now, Jiva Goswami says, when she went to the pot, that the pot, the milk, by the way, everything in the spiritual world, different than everything in the material world, everything in the spiritual world is conscious. So the milk, Jiva Goswami writes, was thinking, Mother Jasoda is feeding Krishna. Krishna will never be fulfilled. He'll just simply, she'll want to stay there taking care of Krishna. What is the use of my service for Krishna? I might as well just jump into the fire. So the milk was boiling over to jump into the fire. And so she set Krishna down and went to the stove. And those that cook, I don't cook so much, but I learned this the hard way. When there's something that's boiling, even if you take the pot off the stove, it can continue to boil and boil over. So that's not the solution. Don't take the thing off the stove. She knew what to do. Just a little bit of water, sprinkled a little bit of water on the top of the milk, and it simmered down. Yes? Those of you that cook, you know how to do that. Those of us that don't, learn the hard way. So that's what she did. She rescued the butter, the milk that was being boiled, and so she could do one thing and then, you know, do the second thing later. It's just, you know, good reasoning. But Krishna didn't want that. Krishna wanted Mother Jasoda to feed him. And there was other purposes also. He had a lila to perform. And so he exhibited a transcendental pout. Children will do that sometimes. So what did he do? He bit his reddish lips with his teeth, cried false tears, took a stone from the ground, threw the stone at the butter pot. Who cares for you? And all the butter that was being churned inside the pot leaked out onto the ground, as well as the yogurt. And off Krishna went to the storeroom. There's Mother Jasoda saving the milk from the stove. And Krishna eating butter over here. So after Krishna broke the butter pot, he pitter-pattered away, he crawled away, he slowly toddled away and entered into the storeroom where he could get more butter, freshly churned butter, in hiding where Mother Jasoda couldn't find him. And this is a very famous pastime, so famous that Krishna has a special name for stealing butter. And those of you that are not from India, you won't recognize the term makhan chor. You know, in morality, stealing is bad. You don't steal. Every culture of the world, not just religion, is don't steal. I mean, it's a commandment, thou shalt not steal. It's the same in all religions and all cultures of the world. Don't steal. But when Krishna went to the storeroom to steal butter, he is praised. He got a special name for it. Muckenshore. Yay, Muckenshore. So many nice paintings illustrating this pastime that Krishna would regularly perform. Very beautiful art of Krishna's pastime of stealing butter and yogurt. And Mother Jasoda, after rescuing, here's the boys standing upon shoulder, because sometimes the butter was kept hanging from rafters in the ceiling to keep insects and other things away. So they had boy upon boy tilt the butter, and other boys could drink the butter and yogurt like that. Just a pastime. So many nice paintings of this pastime. So after Mother Jasoda had taken care of rescuing the milk, she came back to the place where she had been churning butter, and she saw the broken butter pot and the stone that had broken the broken butter pot. And she used deductive logic to conclude this must have been done by Krishna, because Krishna wasn't there. And Krishna can be naughty sometimes, so Krishna must have done this. She reasoned. She didn't see him do it, but she just reasoned like that. And then she saw some footprints of yogurt heading in the direction of the storeroom. So she knew how to find Krishna. And when she got there, she saw that Krishna was stealing butter. And her response right away, she's loving mother. She just smiled. And in and out of the room, crows were coming. And Krishna was looking here and looking there anxiously, his eyes moving quickly to see if Mother Jasoda is going to come, like, you know, a thief might do when I get caught in the act of stealing. He's the personality of Godhead, but he's conducting himself like an ordinary person that stimulates the love of Mother Jasoda. It reciprocates with the love of Mother Jasoda. So following the footprints, she found Krishna in that room. And there he was. There's a grinding mortar. Now, we don't have grinding mortars these days, but in those days, to make spices, they would take the spices, use a grinding mortar, and grind the spices to make powdered spices. So Krishna had turned a grinding mortar upside down and was using it as a standing place to stand up and get the milk hanging from the rafters, taking and then distributing the preparations to monkeys. We'll see a lot of paint. There's some crows and there's some monkeys. There's another crow. There's Mother Jasoda catching Krishna in the act. Here's another one. I've never seen monkeys sit there like that with their hand outstretched saying, please, can I have a little bit, please? They just run and snatch and run away. That's what monkeys do. But anyway, that's what the artist is showing. They were waiting for a handout of some butter and yogurt. Another painting, Mother Jasoda watching the whole scene back here. So this is for devotees of Krishna. This is a very delightful pastime. He's behaving in a mischievous manner simply to stimulate and attract the heart and the love of Mother Jasoda. So she very quietly snuck up from behind and very cautiously approached Krishna so she could capture Krishna. This is a very beautiful painting. Here's the monkeys again, very peacefully reaching his hand out, asking for some. There's Mother Jasoda at the window again. Anxious, at least showing the mood of a little boy who's doing something naughty and he knows it's something naughty and he may get caught in the act of doing something naughty, and so he's looking anxiously this way, that way. You see, it's a very famous leaf that there's lots of wonderful paintings. When Krishna turned and saw Mother Jasoda standing there with this little, the Sanskrit word is lati. Lati means like a little skinny little stick, not like, you know, big whack stick, but a little skinny one. You know, like your finger just extended, that kind of thing. And he saw Mother Jasoda with a lati, little stick in her hand, and he jumped up from on top of the mortar and he ran, looking over his shoulder fearfully. Mother Jasoda's chasing me, I have to get away. Another very beautiful painting of this pastime, Mother Jasoda chasing Krishna. The Bhagavatam says like this: although yogis try to capture him as Paramatma, the Lord of the heart, by meditation, desiring to enter into the effulgence of the Lord with great austerities and penances, they fail to reach him. But Mother Jasoda, thinking that same supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna, as her son, began to follow Krishna, running after him to catch him. Now there's a verse some of you may know from Ishopanishad that says you can't. He can overcome all others running. Who's faster? Krishna or whatever that fellow is from Trinidad that runs the 100-yard dash in record time? Krishna. He's faster than the fastest. So, following behind Krishna, this, again, this is a meditation on the features of Mother Jasoda. Her thin waist was overburdened by her heavy breast. Naturally, she had to reduce her speed. Because of following Krishna very swiftly, her hair became loose, and the flowers in her hair were falling after her. Yet, she did not fail to capture her son Krishna. Now, Jiva Goswami comments about this. The flowers in Mother Jasoda's hair were thinking, Mother Jasoda is such a pure devotee. We shouldn't create any difficulty or obstruction for him, for her. So we should just fall at her feet and maybe she'll step on us and we'll be benedicted. So they jumped out of her hair so they wouldn't slow her down and they could get the mercy of Mother Jasoda's feet. Now, there are some prayers that we sing every evening during this whole month, and this is one of them. I'll just read the translation. To the Supreme Lord, whose form is the embodiment of eternal existence, knowledge, and bliss, whose shark shaped earrings are swinging to and fro, who is beautifully shining in the divine realm of Gokula, who, due to the offense of breaking the pot of yogurt that his mother was churning into butter, and then stealing the butter that was kept hanging from a swing is quickly running from the wooden grinding mortar in fear of Mother Jasoda, but who has been caught from behind by her, who ran after him with greater speed to the Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar. I offer my humble obeisances. So how did Mother Jasoda capture Krishna? Well, he allowed Mother Jasoda to capture Krishna because otherwise it would not be possible. And when Mother Jasoda captured Krishna, he began to cry. And he was looking fearfully at the stick in Mother Jasoda's hands. And she understood. She's his mother. So she just threw the stick away. And then, as you see here, she began admonishing him, saying, "My dear Krishna, I'll read this. Mother Jasoda was always overwhelmed by intense love for Krishna. Not knowing who Krishna was or how powerful he was, because of maternal affection for Krishna, she never even cared to know who he was. Therefore, when she saw that her son had become excessively afraid, she threw the stick away and desired to bind him so that he would not commit any further naughty activities. Smiling, but with anger, she said, 'You should tell the truth and give up your pride.'" She's his mother. Mothers say these things. Mothers should say these things. If they don't, they're missing the boat. So, some nice illustrations of the pastime. And then another one of the prayers that we sing for this entire month. Seeing the whipping stick in his mother's hand, he cried, and rubbing his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands, his eyes are filled with fear, and the necklace of pearls around his neck, which is marked with three lines like a conch shell, is shaking because of his quick breathing due to crying. What a beautiful scene. To this Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, whose belly is bound not with ropes, but with his mother's pure love, I offer my humble obeisances. And therein is the whole message of this evening. Mother Jasoda, the fast forward with the Leela, she tried to bind Krishna with rope. What she said to him was, I'm going to stop with the pictures and just speak because time constraint. She said, "I'm your mother. I can't allow this. The fact that you broke the butter pot, that's okay. We have so many butter pots. But you stole. And one who steals, supposing you grow up and, you know, stealing is okay, and then you grow up and what are you going to do? You're going to steal? It's not okay. I have to, it's my duty, my motherly duty. I have to check this tendency. And your accomplice in the stealing was that grinding mortar. So I'm going to bind both of you." So she, one end of the rope went around the grinding mortar, and the other end of the rope she tying around Krishna's waist. But the rope was too short. It was too short by 2 inches. So for the third time, she used her rational faculty that said, "Well, I'll get a second rope and tie the two ropes together, and then it'll go around Krishna's waist." So she did that, and she tried to put it around Krishna's waist, and what happened? 2 inches too short again. She was bewildered. So she got some more rope, and some more rope, and some more rope, and so much rope. And lo and behold, every time, it was always the same 2 inches too short. There was some other elder gopis, her age, who came, and they were just laughing. "Mother Jasoda, don't you understand? It's just not meant to happen. Just, like, understand. In this morning, you tied a little string around Krishna's waist. It went around his waist. And there's that little ring on the side of his string, and no problem. And now you're trying to tie some rope around it. It's so much rope. It's not going around. It's not meant to happen. Just accept it. She said, no, I have to do this. I can't just accept it. It's my duty. It's her love, her affection for Krishna. But I don't understand, why is it always 2 inches, no matter how much rope? It's always 2 inches. That's very bewildering. But I must do this. So now, a little appreciation. There's some detail. Again, our guests may not follow this so well. But one of the qualities of Krishna, and an essential feature of God, is that he has unlimited and inconceivable potencies. So one of our great acharyas says that Krishna manifested 2 of his unlimited potencies, which checked Mother Yashoda from binding him. One of them was his, see if I can recall the Sanskrit here. Nice paintings. Yeah. His Satya Sankalpa Shakti, which means his power that whatever he wants, he can fulfill. And Vibhuti Shakti, the power to show or reveal opulence. So Krishna showed the opulence that, look, I don't want to be bound. I want to go back in the storeroom and get butter. Forget it. You can't bind me. And his potency can't be checked by anybody or anything. So that's why Mother Yashoda wasn't able. But she continued to try out of love, not, you know, overpower Krishna, but out of affection. She continued to try. Perspiration on her forehead and flowers falling from her hair, and she continued to try and try. So what did Krishna do? He, by his own will, he withdrew those 2 potencies and he exhibited another potency, his Kripa Shakti. And by Krishna's Kripa, which means mercy, Mother Yashoda was able to bind Krishna. Now what was it that enabled Mother Yashoda to bind Krishna? The love of Mother Yashoda. Because Krishna reciprocated with the love of Mother Yashoda. Thereby, Krishna could bind her. So Krishna was bound by the love of Mother Yashoda. And this feature of this pastime that's so wonderful. We sing about it for a whole month, every year, all over the world. It's a very, very, very beautiful pastime. Very beautiful pastime. And the song itself is thousands and thousands of years old. Devotees for thousands and thousands of years have been doing the same thing that we do for the whole month of Damodar. We're glorifying this very wonderful quality of Krishna that... Here's a little bit of the meditation on Mother Yashoda's features. Because of Mother Yashoda's hard labor, her whole body became covered with perspiration, and the flowers and comb were falling from her hair. When Child Krishna saw his mother thus fatigued, he became merciful to her and agreed to be bound. And again, it speaks of this... He withdrew these other 2 potencies and exhibited his mercy potency. Beautiful painting, huh? Now, within the waist of Krishna, this is another explanation of why the rope couldn't go around, because within the form of Krishna is everything. Am I going past time? What's the cutoff time? Huh? 6:30. Okay, it's 6:30. I'll try to fast forward. There's another pastime where between Mother Jasoda and Krishna, the devotees are quite familiar with this. When Krishna was very young, he was playing with his friends. Mother Jasoda came along, and his friends called Mother Jasoda over and said, "Krishna has eaten dirt." Mother Jasoda was very worried. "My son has eaten dirt?" And she came to Krishna and said, "Is it true?" Krishna said, "They're lying. It's not true. I haven't eaten dirt." And then the boys insisted, "No, it's true. He's eaten dirt. He's eaten dirt." So Mother Jasoda said, "Krishna, you say that you haven't eaten dirt, so please open your mouth so I can see inside your mouth if you've eaten dirt." So Krishna smiled and he opened his mouth. And what Mother Jasoda saw inside Krishna was the same thing that Arjuna saw in chapter 11 of Bhagavad Gita. Saw the whole universal form within Krishna's mouth, because within Krishna is everything. She saw the mountains, all the rivers, all the oceans, all the continents, all the stars in the sky, and all the luminaries. She saw everything, including she saw inside Krishna's mouth, Mother Jasoda looking inside Krishna's mouth. Inside Krishna's mouth. She saw everything. She nearly fainted. She thought, "I better lie down. I'm becoming delirious." Her love was so strong she couldn't accept that Krishna is God. "It must be something. I'm getting dizzy. I better go see a Brahmin and have him chant some mantras to help protect me from this." So the rope wouldn't go around Krishna's waist because, transcendentally speaking, everything is within Krishna. So what rope can go around everything? How long must that rope be? But from a transcendental perspective, Krishna was affected or controlled by the love of Mother Jasoda. And so here's a verse from the Bhagavatam. "Neither Lord Brahma, nor Lord Shiva, nor even the goddess of fortune, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer of this material world, such mercy as received by Mother Jasoda." She is honored for the quality of her love for Krishna, thinking as mothers think, that my son is fully dependent upon me, his welfare is fully dependent upon me, I must see to his welfare. When the object is the personality of Godhead, so how exalted is Mother Jasoda? So I'm going to get to the end here. This is the message. Bhakta Vatsala, this characteristic of Krishna, his most outstanding quality, is his affection for his devotees, and he reciprocates according to our affection for him. And that's true for anyone. If one has disregard for God, then he doesn't oblige them, he doesn't manipulate them or cause them difficulty. He reciprocates with their regard for him. So one who comes to the stage of love for Krishna, like Mother Jasoda had love for Krishna, Krishna then gives himself in his fullness to that devotee. And that's the glory of this pastime that we hear during this month of Damodar. Now, it was a little challenging for me to try to satisfy all the regular devotees and our guests at the same time, but I tried. Because pastime is it's transcendental. There's like a lot of mystery in this pastime. And how to excavate the mystery when one is not familiar with Krishna is a little difficult. But I hope it was all right. So I'm going to end and see if you have any comments or questions you'd like to ask, and otherwise we'll go on to the next activity or prasadam. Anyone? All right. Thank you very much. Shri Shri Radha Damodar Ki Jai.